In my experience as a frequent contributor to email lists and also more recently as an assistive technology trainer, one of the products in Windows that is most useful and perhaps the least understood is the volume control utility that comes with pretty much all 32-bit versions of Windows, in other words, 95, 98, NT, and Millennium. So I thought it would be useful to do a mini tutorial here on Main Menu to talk through the volume control settings and what they all mean. Before we begin this, it's important to emphasize that your mileage will vary depending on a number of factors. Firstly, the screen reader that you use, and although I'll be running WindowEyes during this demonstration, I will do my best to tell you what you can expect if you are a JFW user. Secondly, the options that you have available to you will differ depending on the sound card that you have installed. Options that are available in the Turtle Beach Montego, for instance, are called something different or are not quite the same as the options that are available to you in a Sound Blaster Live. So it is important to be aware that the sound card that you have installed and the driver for that sound card will mean that you'll get different things in the volume control utility. That said, I'll do my best to take you on a bit of a tour of this program. How do we get to the volume control? Well, there are a number of ways. For some of you, it'll be in the system tray. I won't cover that today, but I will show you how it's available pretty much from any computer. And to do that, I'm using Windows 98, and there is a little bit of difference in terms of where the volume control can be found, depending on whether you're using 95, 98, or I think it's even in a different place in Millennium. I haven't actually gotten around to upgrading to Millennium yet. So this is with 98. I'm going to go to the Start menu.
Start menu.
And I'm going to press P for Programs.
P equals Programs pull-down. A equals Accessible Games pull-down.
And down arrow to Accessories.
A equals Accessories pull-down.
And I'll press Enter.
A equals.
Now I need to press E for Entertainment.
P equals Entertainment pull-down. C equals CD player.
And because there's only one option beginning with E from the Accessories group, I'm immediately dropped into the Entertainment subgroup of the Accessories group. Now, in Windows 95, it's under Multimedia, and I think it may be somewhere else again in Millennium. But here we are in Windows 98 in the Entertainment group. I can either arrow to Volume Control or simply hit V for volume control and get in there. One thing that you may like to do is to set up a hotkey. I use the volume control on a really regular basis, and so I have Control-Alt-V assigned to my volume control so that I can bring it up quickly from anywhere. And maybe we'll cover how to do hotkeys for frequently used applications on another edition of Main Menu. But since I'm in the Entertainment group now, I'm just going to hit the V key to get into the volume control.
Menu closed. Stop play control. Bounce track bar. 32 of 64.
Now I'm in the volume control utility, and if I read the title of this window with Control-Shift-T in WindowEyes, this is the same as Insert-T in JAWS for Windows.
Play control normal.
It's the play control, and WindowEyes tells me that it's normal. In other words, the window is not maximized or minimized. It's in its normal state. The volume control is a very powerful mixer. It allows you to control what devices are selected, both in terms of playback and recording. By default, when you go into this volume control utility, you are in the playback control. In other words, what will you hear over your speakers or headphones from your sound card? As WindowEyes said, we're on the play control balance field. This is, if you like, the master volume. If you've ever used a sound mixer before, you might want to conceptualize in your mind the fact that you've got a whole bank of sliders here. There is a slider for the balance control, in other words, whether it's to the left or to the right or in the middle. And there's a slider for the volume of each of these channels, each of these devices. And we start with the balance control for the master volume. If you change this from its default of 50%, then everything will be affected. All devices will be either skewed to the left or to the right. To move to the next control, I hit the Tab key.
Play control. Volume track bar. 0 of 255.
And it says the volume track bar. And WindowEyes says 0 of 255. If I was using JAWS for Windows on this control, it would say 100%. In either way, it means that the volume is right up to the maximum. Some people get a bit confused with this in WindowEyes because they think that, well, surely 255 sounds louder than zero, and it probably does, but that's the way this particular track bar works in the volume control utility. In these controls, be they the balance or the volume controls, there are a number of ways that you can adjust the volume. I can use my arrow keys to make very fine adjustments, whether it's up and down arrow or left and right. For example, I'm going to down arrow now that I'm on the volume control for playback.
1 of 255, 2 of 255, 3 of 255.
Now that's going to take me a while. I can use the page down key.
54 of 255.
And everything's getting fainter.
105 of 255.
I'm just going to hit the home key now to take me to the top of this track bar.
0 of 255.
So you see the page up and page down keys take me down in quite large increments. The home key will increase the volume to the maximum. The end key will decrease the volume right down to zero. Then we have a third control associated with each device in here.
M equals mute all. Checkbox. Unchecked.
Mute
play
all.
Control.
If I press the space bar to check this control, everything will be muted. In other words, you won't hear any sound coming through your sound card at all. So be very careful with this control.
A equals advanced button.
At the moment, we're going through the playback controls for the Sound Blaster Live, which is quite a common, quite a popular card. The advanced controls for this particular part of the mixer, if I hit the space bar to get in there,
bass track bar, 127 of 255.
I now can control the bass if I tab.
Treble track bar, 127.
There's another control for treble.
Other controls. 1 equals 1 digital output only. Checkbox. Unchecked. Close.
And a close button. So you may or may not have those advanced controls available to you, depending on your sound card, and also depending on whether you have advanced controls turned on. And we'll cover how to turn those advanced controls on shortly. Let's just keep tabbing through the playback control window. We're back there because I just hit spacebar over the close button for the advanced controls.
CD audio. Round track bar. 32 of 64.
Now, having had a look at the master controls that affect the whole sound card, like a regular sound mixer, we can now have control of each individual item that our sound card supports. This set of three controls looks after the CD audio. If you've got a CD-ROM drive in your computer, and most people have nowadays, it's possible to treat that like a regular audio CD player and put a regular audio CD in there and listen to them on your computer. This controls the volume and the balance and whether it's muted or not.
CD audio. Volume track bar, 25 of 255.
25 of 255, JAWS would probably say something like 90-something percent, I imagine, on there. It just shows you that it's reasonably high, the volume for that at the moment.
M equals mute. Checkbox. Checked.
And as I tab through, I find that the mute checkbox is checked. That means that if I put a CD in my drive, and my default player of choice, Winamp, comes up, nothing will be heard because the CD is muted in playback. I'll leave it like that for now. I don't actually do a lot of playing of audio CDs on my computer.
Line in. Balance track bar. 32 of 64.
Now we're into the line in balance, the line in volume, and whether it's muted or not. Line in is where you can, for example, connect a mini disc player or a tape deck or perhaps an amplifier if you want to record off your stereo system to your sound card. There'll be a line-in mini jack in your sound card in most cases. If you have a really high-end sound card, it may be that you can find some RCA connectors on your sound card to do line-in. And so we have the volume.
Line-in. Volume track bar. 0 of 255.
That's all the way up.
M equals mute.
And the
checkbox.
Mute checkbox.
Unchecked. Line in. Microphone. Volume track bar. 51 of 255.
Now, if you're paying attention, you'll notice that there was no microphone balance in this particular sound card driver. I guess they rationalised that the microphone is a mono source, and therefore there's no point in having balance on the playback controls.
M equals mute. Checkbox. Checked. Microphone.
And the microphone is muted in playback on this particular sound card.
A equals advanced. Button.
There's another advanced button here.
Other controls.
I'll push the space
one
bar to get in there.
Mic boost 20 dB. Checkbox. Check.
The
dialogue.
20 dB mic boost is on. That means that if you're not running a power microphone or something like that, you may find that you'll get a bit more volume for recording purposes if you have that checkbox checked. The disadvantage is that it is going to give you a bit more computer noise and preamp noise and things like that.
WaveDirect Sound MP3. Bounce track bar. 32 of 64.
This is the WaveDirect Sound. First of all, we have the balance. So this is really the heart of things because this controls the playback volume of your wave device. If you have a multiple sound card, of course, there are going to be multiple wave devices, but generally, the drivers here let you only control the master volume for all wave devices. This, for example, controls the volume of your software speech, such as Eloquence, or in my case, DeckTalk Access 32. It would control Winamp and RealPlayer. It would have an impact on all of these things. Now, it is important to emphasize that this is not the only way to adjust the playback volume for such things, because in programs like Winamp and RealPlayer, it's possible to make adjustments from within the player itself. But if you find that you've exited a player like Winamp or RealPlayer and the volume has been tampered with, and you need to set it back, you need to come into this volume control utility, tab until you find the Wave device volume.
Wave Direct Sound MP3. Volume track bar. 0 of 255.
And make sure it's up as high as you need it to be up.
M equals mute. Checkbox. Unchecked.
Be very sure not to mute it, because then you won't have any access to your software speech or Winamp or anything like that.
MIDI. Bounce track bar. 32 of 64.
Now we're on to MIDI. MIDI stands for Musical Instrument Digital Interface. How good it sounds really depends on your sound card and whether you're making the most of MIDI, which is a bit of a different topic from the one we're covering here. But you can actually download lots of MIDI files from the internet. They are just they're not digital sound files. They're simply a set of instructions that tell your sound card's MIDI device to play particular music. And how good they sound, as I say, really depends on the authenticity of your digital instrumentation on the sound card.
MIDI. Volume track bar. 6 of 255.
It's almost all the way up.
M equals mute. Checkbox. Checked.
And
MIDI.
It's muted at the moment.
Play control.
And now we're back around to play control. So in its most simple sense, that's the volume control. That controls what is heard over your speakers or your headphones. The play control. Now, we do have a menu bar in the volume control. I'm going to tap the Alt key.
P equals options pull down.
We have an options menu, the shortcut for which, as WindowWise tells us, is Alt P.
H equals help pull down.
And a help menu, the shortcut for which is Alt H.
System pull down. P equals.
And then that's all. So, very simple menu bar with just options and help across the top. Let's press Alt P now to get into the options menu and explore there.
R equals properties.
We have the properties. That's important, and we'll show you that in a minute.
A equals advanced controls checked.
If you arrow down and you hear advanced controls and it doesn't say checked after it, it means that you may not be getting access to all of the facilities that your sound card supports. Sometimes you'll hear advanced controls grayed or unavailable, depending on what your screen reader tells you. In that case, the driver that you have for your sound card may not support any of the advanced features of the Windows volume control. If you find, though, that it doesn't say grade, but it doesn't say checked, just press Enter over this option. You'll find that you're popped out of the menu, but advanced controls are now on, and then if you go back into the menu, you should hear a check mark after the advanced controls.
X equals exit.
And you can exit the volume control, which you can also do at any time, by pressing Alt F4. What's really interesting about this is that there's no need to save any settings. If your system's working well and your registry's behaving itself, you can just make the change, hit Alt F4, and get out of the volume control.
R equals properties.
Now we're back round again to the properties dialog. I'm going to press Enter because this is really a part of volume control that a lot of people miss, and it's critical to getting the most out of it. So let's press enter on properties.
Menu closed. Dialog. Properties. Graphic. Graphic. M equals mixer device. SB live.
This is the first field, and it's saying, what is your mixer device? This is something that most people won't have to play with, but I do have to play with it, and you may have to if you're using a program like Total Recorder, or if, like me, you have two sound cards in one computer. This mixer device is essentially asking the question, well, what do you want to adjust the volume for? In my case, I have two choices.
Top, SB Live.
SB Live, which is at the top.
Bottom, TBS Montego the second mixer.
And two. The TBS Montego 2. Because those are the two sound cards that I have. We've been fooling around with the Sound Blaster card, and we'll stay with that, so I'll just up arrow to the top.
Top. SB Live.
Now let's tab through this dialog.
Top. Adjust volume for. Playback. Radio button. Checked. 1 of 2.
Adjust volume 4. And currently, playback is selected. That makes sense because we've just been through the play control, and we verified that we were adjusting volume for playback, because we did a window title hotkey and it told us that we were in the play control. But you heard there that we've got two radio buttons. If I press down arrow here.
Button. Adjust volume for. Recording. Radio button. Checked. 2 of 2.
This allows me to adjust volume for recording. This is really important. Just because you have something set up in playback, it doesn't mean that it's going to be recorded. There is an input section and an output section, if you like, to the Windows volume control. You can do anything you want in playback and still be recording something else. This is a really good concept to understand because it can be useful. Let's say, for instance, that you are recording some old tapes, some old cassettes. You have a cassette recorder hooked up to your sound card through the line in. And in recording properties, you have the line in selected. That means that you can safely go ahead and use your software speech to do email or do some word processing and know that the software speech is not going to be recorded. Because while the WAVE device is selected in playback controls, it's not selected in recording. So by getting this right, you can really make your computer do double duty. Let's tab again, having change to adjust volume for recording. Remember, we're still in this dialog box called Properties.
Show the following volume controls. Top. Checked. CD audio. 1 of 10.
Now we're in a list that says show the following volume controls. This is another area where people get a bit confused because, by default, there are some controls not displayed by the sound card driver in volume control. As you can hear, WindowEyes is speaking to me which ones are checked as I up and down arrow through here. So the first one is...
Top. Checked. CD audio.
CD audio. So this means that CD audio is going to be selectable and displayed in the recording control, which we'll get to in a second.
Checked. Line in.
Likewise two. With line
ten.
In.
Checked. Microphone. Unchecked. Auxiliary. Four.
Now, there is a feature called auxiliary. Notice it was also obviously unchecked in playback because we didn't see it there either. If I press space to check it,
checked, auxiliary.
It means that auxiliary will now be an option for me when I tab through my recording control devices. I don't want it, so I'll uncheck it.
Unchecked, auxiliary.
And continue to down arrow through this list.
Unchecked, tag in, 5 of 10.
That's a digital source and I don't need that checked, so it's going to stay unchecked.
Checked. WAVE. 6 of 10. Checked. MIDI. 7 of 10. Unchecked. CD digital. 8 of 10. Unchecked. Stiffen. 9 of 10. Bottom. Checked. What you hear. 10 of 10.
So, let's be clear about what we're doing. What we're doing with this list is saying which controls we want to see. Let's say we can never imagine a time when we want to record off the line in because we don't have anything connected to the line in of our sound card. To unclutter the volume control, you can be in this list and hit the spacebar to uncheck line in, and hey presto, no line in options will be displayed in the recording control. The same also works for playback. If you want a nice uncluttered volume control, go ahead and you just choose adjust volume for playback from those two radio buttons instead of adjust volume for recording. and then tab to the list, which is right next door to those radio buttons, and uncheck the ones that you don't ever want to see in playback. And of course, if your circumstances change, just go in here and check them, and they'll be able to be adjusted again. Now, the last control that was spoken,
button, checked, what you hear,
is a Sound Blaster Live feature, what you hear. And when a Sound Blaster Live driver is installed, this tends to be unchecked by default. The what you hear option is duplicated in many modern sound cards. If you have a TBS Montego 2 card, for instance, this feature is called Stereo Mixer, and if you've got a card that uses the Oriel chipset, it's generally going to be called Stereo Mixer. That feature is really important to have on. If there's one audio question I get asked more than any other, it's how do I allow myself to record software speech and the microphone at the same time like you do on the main menu reviews? And the answer to that is the what you hear option. What does it do? Well, if you select what you hear in recording properties, it gets over a limitation of many sound card drivers, namely that while you can have as many controls selected in playback as you want, in recording control you can only have one control selected. If you've got the microphone selected and then you want to record your software speech, so you choose to record from the Wave device, you'll have checked the Wave device and automatically the microphone has been unchecked. Incidentally, there are some interesting quirks with the current Sound Blaster Live drivers that I have, in that if I turn line in on, in playback controls, certain other controls automatically become muted. And that's not a feature in the, or a bug or a limitation of the Turtle Beach cards. So hopefully the Sound Blaster people will address those in future drivers, because there's really no reason, I shouldn't think, why you shouldn't be able to have as many devices as you want on in the playback controls. So, be very careful if you want to be able to record from multiple sources at once, that the what you hear option is available to you in recording controls, because then what you can do is turn on what you hear, and then anything that is unmuted in playback controls will be recorded. In other words, it records literally what you hear over your speakers from your sound card. Let's tab away from this list of controls.
Okay. Button.
And we have the OK button. I'm going to press Enter. And now let's do a window title.
Record Control Normal.
And it says Record Control Normal. Before, it said Play Control Normal. So now, we can tab through and adjust what we will be recording from. Now, as you heard, the first option that we're on,
CD audio, volume track bar, 0 of 255.
Is the CD audio volume.
S equals select, checkbox. Unchecked.
And the CD audio is not selected for recording.
Line in. Volume track bar. 0 of 255. S equals select. Checkbox. Unchecked.
And the select checkbox is unchecked. So we're not recording from line in right now.
Microphone. Volume track bar. 0 of 255. S equals select. Checkbox. Unchecked.
And the microphone is not selected in recording. And, well, if you've not been following this too closely, you may be saying, well, if the microphone's not selected for recording, how come you're able to hear me? Well, watch this space. We'll keep going.
Equals advanced button.
Now, again, you've got an advanced control here for your microphone, and you have the same 20 dB boost option, at least for the Sound Blaster Live you do, and it's also available in the Turtle Beach.
Wave. Volume track bar. 0 of 255. S equals select. Checkbox. Unchecked.
Now this will help me answer another commonly asked question. How can I record streams off the internet using SoundForge or CoolEdit or GoldWave or whatever I happen to like? The answer is, select the Wave device in your recording properties. That way, whatever is coming through your Wave device, be it software speech or the sound of an internet radio station, will be recorded. You can do it that way. With most new sound cards, there's no problem with selecting Wave device and recording properties and being able to record off the net or whatever you want to record from.
MIDI, volume track bar, 96 of 255, S equals select, checkbox, unchecked.
If you want to record a MIDI file for someone, let's say you want to make an MP3 file of a MIDI file, just select MIDI and go ahead and record in your sound recording program.
What you hear, volume track bar. 0 of 255.
The what you hear volume is turned right up.
S equals select. Checkbox. checked.
And what you hear is selected, which means that anything in playback controls that is unmuted is going to get recorded. That's how we're able to use software speech and my voice all happening at the same time. The what you hear option is really important, and again emphasizing that it's called stereo mixer in other cards that use the Oriole chipset, such as the Turtle Beach, the Diamond Monster, and a number of other cards. That is a brief look at the volume control, and all we need to do to shut this down is hit Alt F4. I hope that's helpful. The volume control is a really handy utility to have, and a reminder that if you have any audio questions, you're welcome to join the list to discuss blindness-related audio matters, PC Audio. To do that, send a blank email message to pc-audio-subscribe@topica.com. That's pc-audio-subscribe@topica.com. And I certainly hope that this mini tutorial has given you some assistance with making the most of the Windows volume control.